Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Trilongo Track. I'm your host, Gianna, and this is your weekly dose of a little bit of mom life, a little bit of business strategy, and all the insanity that happens in between. I'm so excited that you're here. I also know that you're busy. You got life going on. So let's jump right into the episode. Six things you're thinking about that are keeping you stuck in your business. Whew, man, you know, a lot of times we think that having the right strategy, the perfect plan, the, you know, greatest post of all time is what we need to get momentum and move our business forward. And that is true. Sometimes, though, we are stuck in our own brain, going around in circles, thinking about the same thing over and over again, the same thing that's going to get you unstuck, or if this happens, my entire business will be open. I remember a couple of years ago, I used to tell my coach, I just need that one puzzle piece. This is the one missing puzzle piece. And she would always be like, there isn't one thing that's going to magically change your business. And so all of these things that I'm going to share with you are things that my clients or women that are joining Hustle House are stuck with and conversations that I have on almost a daily basis. And the thing is, let's be really, really honest. What you struggled with when you first started your business is different than you might be stuck with now, right? So at every level of business, you're going to go up, 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 the roller coaster, right? You're going to pause at the top. You're going to feel safe for a second. And then you start dropping down. And a different set of issues are going to pop up during that time. This isn't bad. And honestly, I feel like the more we normalize this, the more we normalize growth at every section of your online business, the easier it's going to be to handle. The faster that we can move through the uncomfortability factor that comes with that. But it is going to happen. And so the sooner that we can accept that, we can recognize where we're stuck and move forward, the better. Honestly, like, I get it. It's frustrating. But once you accept it, it's part of the fun. It's part of the challenge and frustration of having a business. So many of us have our own business for many reasons. But one of those reasons tend to be, I don't want to get bored. I want to be doing something new. I want to be creating. And when you make that choice, sometimes things are going to be hard. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to walk you through the full list of some of the things that currently have the women joining Hustle House where they're at. And then I'll go back through each one and kind of talk through it. So here are the six things. Things that you are thinking that have you stuck. I need more followers. I don't have enough engagement. I'm too far along in my business to do stuff for free. I have to post every day. I'm annoying if I sell every day. And I can do this alone. So those are the six things that currently might have you stuck. It might not be all six. It might be one of them. You tell me. You tell me how many have you stuck. But let's go through each one. I need more followers. I'm going to give you a little tidbit to help you unstick your brain, but I'm also just going to remind you that having ongoing support like you do in Hustle House also helps with these things, because you might have an aha moment here, but tomorrow when you post and you don't get as much engagement as you think you should get, you're going to go back into that spin again. It takes time and it takes repeated action to get out of the spinning thoughts. So when it comes to I need more followers, you've heard people say it before. You've probably heard me say it before. I have worked with people that had 15,000 followers. 15,000 followers. That's a hell of a lot of people. And they could not get people to do what they wanted to do. They could not get people to buy from them. because their messaging was not clear and consistent. Also, I was talking to a client last week and she has about like 600 followers. And I said, if you really thought about it and you really looked at it, of those 600 followers, how many of those are your ideal client? And she said, honestly, probably about 200. 200. 200. So you only, and I'm saying that in like quotes, with my fingers, you only have 600 followers, but there are 200 freaking people that are your ideal client within those 600 followers. And honestly, if you don't know how to talk to those 200 clients, then sorry about your luck. It doesn't matter. You can have 200,000 clients or followers. They're still not going to buy from you. And honestly, like, let's flip the switch here. 200 ideal clients that are in those 600 followers. How would it feel to help 200 people? How would it feel to help half of that, 100 people? It'd feel pretty dang good, wouldn't it? And so that's where this rat race of I need more followers, I need more followers, you're not breaking it down to what's truly there. And if your current followers that are truly your ideal clients aren't buying from you, then it's not I need more followers, it's I need to change my messaging. I need to get clear. I need to change up the strategy, right? But first, you have to accept I don't need more followers. What I actually need is XYZ. Now, another one that comes up a lot, and I know this one is frustrating, and this one is frustrating because of our ego, mostly. And it's I don't have enough engagement. And some of this comes from comparison, some of this comes from, just pouring your heart and soul into a post, having a really great time creating a reel that you just believe in your gut is gonna land, and then you get one like or just one comment, and it feels frustrating. But there's two things I want to say here. One, I will always say this, I truly believe it, that you have no idea who is watching. There's no way to track that. There's no insight for people that are consistently watching your content and being impacted by it. And I know this for a fact. Perfect example is the second person that joined Hustle House. I don't really know who she is. We have not had a deep conversation. I know she follows me. I've seen her profile, but beyond that, like she doesn't engage with my content really. But she joined Hustle House because my messaging was on point, right? So keep in mind, first of all, you don't know who's watching. So that is a mentality that it's like every, and I had a coach tell me this once that she said every time before she posts, she thinks, please, please, universe, God, whatever, let this reach a person that needs to see it, even if they don't respond. And honestly, like, really think about it. Think about the stuff that you're posting, right? Think about if you are a weight loss coach or you're a mom coach or you are a mindset coach, the stuff that you tend to post about, because those are the women I work with, it is vulnerable stuff. It is posts that sometimes it's hard for people to admit that they are going through what you're posting about, and they might not be the most open to just comment about it, like, for the whole world to see. Keep that in mind. Now, here's the other piece about engagement. And I did this for a client. I did this on my Instagram stories. But if you have 600 followers and somebody else has 200,000 followers, if you get two comments on your post and they get 500 comments on their post, it is the same engagement percentage. Okay, so it's the same percentage of followers to comments, and you have to start realizing that it's gonna be easier for somebody with 200 follower 200,000 followers to get 100 comments because so many people are following. But the two people that are commenting on your post are just as worthy, and you should feel just as grateful for the 200 100,000 follower person that's getting more comments than that. Okay. And engagement isn't just what you can see. Are you having DM conversations? Are you opening up? This is a really important one. And this is something that I work with on my clients. Are you opening up both your posts and your stories to engage in other ways that have nothing to do with your business? That's how you open the door. Are you engaging? Are you commenting on people's stuff, on their stories? Because, hello, if you're not engaging and you're expecting people to engage in your stuff, come on. That's just like tit for tat situation. And I don't mean comment and hope they comment back. I just mean if you're not being social and being active on the app, you can't expect people to do the same thing for you, right? Okay, now this next one. Oh man, this was me last year. This was me last year. Your girl got too big for her britches. And it bit me in the butt. And I've seen it happen with a few of my other clients. So the third thing that might be keeping you stuck is you thinking, I'm too far along to do stuff for free. Okay. Now there's a difference between giving away your product for free. There's a difference between doing everything for free or coaching for hours upon hours in the DMs for free, which is deterring people from buying from you. But none of us, no matter how long we've been in this game, are above having a free resource, a free podcast, a free opt-in, a free webinar. None of us are above that. And you would be surprised, and I've learned this as well, that you can get such a great taste for a coach, for a service provider through their free content. And in this day and age where people have been burned and they have invested and they haven't gotten the results that they were promised, people need to have a taste of who you are and what your business offers to see if they can actually get a quick win from you. I just did this with, one of my one-on-one clients, and she is a busy mom. She solo parents half the time. Like, her time is sacred. So we have to be careful of what we do for free with her. But she wasn't getting the opt-ins and the momentum with a couple different things that we tried. And so we put together this very specific, very targeted free call that had very specific action items for the person opting in for the call and a very specific transformation at the end. And people started signing up. And yes, we have to give a little bit of more of her time, but people are now coming further into her world when they weren't before. So sometimes doing the right thing for free, and that takes some digging to figure out what that is, some market research, from some clarity, that can make a really big difference. But never are we above doing things for free, especially in the online space. And I don't just mean the content that's on your page. I mean, going a little bit deeper and above and beyond than that. So the fourth one is, and I'm surprised how many people that are years into business still struggle with this. And that is, I have to post every day. And you really, really do not have to post every day. If you are creating quality content, you don't have to post every day, and you don't have to post every day in all the ways. You don't have to have a feed post and stories and a live and a, like, you don't have to do it all. It's quality over quantity eventually. When you have clarity in your message, when you have a very specific offer, when you know who your ideal client is, you don't have to post every day. And one of the things that I do with all of my clients when it relates to content is we create a content minimum. What is going to work for your life in terms of when you're showing up intentionally in stories, when you are posting to your feed, creating reels, and setting that commitment allows you to get out of your own way of what you feel like you should be doing and how often you should be posting. But that commitment is different for every person. It's different for the stage of your business that you're in. Sometimes you do need to post more, especially if you're in a launch or if you're getting to know your audience a little bit more. But it really depends on the season of life your business is in, and then what you can handle just from a creation standpoint. This next one. And I know every single person listening to this has felt this way. I'm annoying if I sell every day. Listen, your business. Your business. At the end of the day, here's my question to you. Would you be online creating content, posting in stories if you did not have a business? Probably not the way you are now. Okay. It is not annoying to sell every day, especially in your stories. It's not annoying. Now, do you want to cold pitch people in your DMs? Obviously not. It's not, 2015. We're not doing that. However, you can sell something every day in your stories. And selling doesn't have to mean buy this thing from me, buy this thing from me. Putting a free offer there, sharing about a podcast that you listen to and giving the link. Those are also selling. But selling your offer in your stories every single day, especially when you're launching, is borderline and non-negotiable. You have to remember, especially if you're working with the general population. So, if your ideal client is a regular person, not another business, they do not consume social media the same way that we do. They are not on social media every day, multiple times a day. And so, if you're not putting your offers out there on an extremely regular basis, your ideal person is missing it. It's the same thing with repurposing client content. Remember, you've heard it before for sure. People need to see things seven times before it really sinks in, and we know in the online space that it takes even more than that because it's so fleeting. How many times are you aimlessly scrolling and not even paying full attention, right? So that is something that you have got to get over if you want to scale your business. You have got to move past feeling annoying, scared, bothering people about selling every day in order to see the success financially that I know you want to see. And again, every day doesn't have to mean 7 days a week, and there's a way to do it intentionally and with integrity, but that's different for every single person. And you've heard me say that for every one of these. And this is why I can tell you the strategy I use. I can tell you the strategy that I use with, some of my clients. But the strategy for you is going to be different. And that's why the other thing that has you stuck is I can do this alone. And here's the deal. Okay, I'm gonna be super transparent with you. Sometimes you can do it alone. Oops. Sometimes you can. I'm just gonna flat out say that. There have been times in my business and times with my own clients where my clients have been unsure about if they should re-sign with me. And in integrity, if I do feel like we have more work together, I will tell them that. But there are times where I have told clients, you, for now, you don't need me. Based on your goals and what you have going on, I know you've learned enough and we've done enough together that you can do this by yourself. And I have felt the same way. There are times where I don't need support. I have a very clear direction and I'm moving that way and I know exactly what has to be done. But if what you're doing isn't getting any traction, if you're stuck in your own head and you're doing things the same way and you don't know what to try different and you're not seeing results, then it is time to get help. Then it is time to get the right support. And really, that's what Hustle House is all about. It's really about that personalized support so that these things that so many people are stuck on, you can get an individualized answer for. It doesn't have to be the same answer for Sally Sue down the street because what works for Sally isn't necessarily going to work for you. And having that space in Hustle House to explore what works for you. Also, see what other people are doing, but find a way to do things that's best for the business you want to grow, because everybody has different goals as far as what their business looks like, how much money it makes, and what their lifestyle looks like. I have clients that want to homeschool their kids, and so their business very much needs to allow room to do that. I have clients that are sending, next year will be sending their kids to school full time and will have more space open up. So they're setting foundations now in order to be able to take on more, but still be in control of their time. So it really depends on what you want out of this business and out of your lifestyle. So those are really the six things that you are thinking. You might be thinking all of them. No shade if you are. You might be thinking one of them, but being stuck in that wheel where you log on to Instagram and think, well, if I just had more followers, I would be doing better. Or I'm not doing anything for free. I'm too far along for that. Any of these things that you're thinking, if you don't have momentum in your business, you're stuck. And it's time to change those thought patterns, change the strategy you have around them, and kind of get out of the circle and start going down a different path. And you'd be really surprised that when you break through some of these thought patterns that are keeping you stuck, how once you're out of them, you can move so much quicker because you're not wasting brain space on those things. And sometimes, you know how you have this is, you know how you have that friend? We've all had that friend, and we've probably all been that friend where she has a boyfriend that, you know, you're not really crazy about. He doesn't really treat her that good. And every time they get in a fight or he does something she doesn't like, she comes to you and you have the same conversation over and over again. The same conversation over and over again. And it isn't until something you say, something that she reads, or something he does clicks and she gets out of it. And all of a sudden, she's happier and she looks better and she's enjoying her life more. It's very, very similar. You get stuck in just the muck. And until you have somebody to help you get out of it, you're gonna stay stuck there. And that's just, ain't nobody got time to stay stuck, right? We gotta keep moving. Moving into the path. Now, again, like I said in the beginning, it's normal to get stuck on these things, but it's really your choice how long you choose to stay there or how quickly you move out of it. So, if you're interested in learning more about Hustle House, the link is in the show notes. If you have questions about anything that I talked about in this episode, if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually drop them a comment or a review below this specific episode, or you can find me at Gianna Trelongo on Instagram, and I'll see you in the next episode.